This research is part of the findings of a three-year project I did, funded by the Australian Research Council, looking at responses to disruption really by children, the children's industry, children's producers, regulators, broadcasters, and SVODs. And as part of that three-year project, I went to New Zealand, and where, despite having something of a policy vacuum, they'd done some really very interesting stuff, including launching a new streaming service for children. This presentation was jointly authored by Amy Mills of New Zealand On Air, who is in charge of this new streaming service, Hey Hey. But Amy's been blessed by the fertility gods and is about to have a baby, so she was unable to travel from New Zealand for this presentation. But some of the data-driven slides on here are Amy's. I'm a bit of more of a qual person in terms of I spend quite a lot of time talking to people rather than counting things. So apologies if I'm not across some of the finer elements of the data in this. So New Zealand is an interesting country in terms of its policy, because it's a very small country, as you may well know. It's only got 5 million people, and it's got an entirely privatised media system. There is no system of public service broadcasting in New Zealand. So we think it's difficult in the UK or in, say, Australia, where I live. At least we have public service broadcasters. In Australia, for now, at least we have content quotas, but there's none of that in New Zealand. So an entirely privatised media system since the late 1980s, and, in fact, no licence fee since 1999. So since, I think, about 1989, the funding body New Zealand On Air has supported local content, local television and radio, through the distribution of a contestable fund. And since about 2010, the organisation has invested about 15 to 20% of its budget in children's as part of its overall spend on local content. Not film, because film is a very successful film industry in Wellington, but this is all television and radio. And so that works out about 12 to 18 million New Zealand dollars each year on children's content, which is not a huge sum when you think that that has to accommodate the programming needs of children of all ages across all genres. So really, you know, not an enormous amount of money to dispense. And since over the last kind of 10 years, a significant proportion of that money has gone to the same production companies who have made very popular magazine-style programming that plays out, that the stuff that is funded by New Zealand On Air plays out on the commercial linear broadcasters. And there's magazine-style programs. There's two, one called What Now, one called Sticky TV. But quite popular with local kids, really good at situating New Zealand kids in their own cultural context, but no shelf life and no absolutely zero capacity for selling in other markets. So the problem that in 2015, New Zealand On Air did a report that found that children just weren't finding the content that they were funding. They weren't watching commercial linear broadcasters. They were watching, 35% of them were watching YouTube daily, which is, you know, fairly, you know, consistent across most countries where children have got access to YouTube. And only 32% were watching the most popular free-to-air channel, TV2, where the funded New Zealand On Air funded content was sitting. So they just weren't finding the content. There's an organisation in New Zealand called Kids on Screen that does really good work. The New Zealand equivalent of the Children's Media Foundation. And they'd been lobbying since about 2012 very hard for a much better supply of local content for children and a dedicated platform for that content where children could find it. More diverse content, working from very much a child's rights perspective. So they were doing very good work pushing for this service. New Zealand On Air were recognising there was a real problem with children not being able to find their content. 9 out of 10 parents were concerned that there wasn't enough local content for children as well. So this sort of dearth of material that situated New Zealand in their own cultural context. And, of course, Netflix, as it has done, you know, in most parts of the world, steamrolling in with 49% uptake in New Zealand. So children basically on YouTube and on Netflix watching a lot of, you know, a lot of it very good, but imported content and not seeing the local content that was being funded for them. So they had to come up with a solution, and the solution to that was, so there were three questions. How do you best ensure New Zealand children grow up with content that reflects them, their accents, their landscapes, what they care about? I.e., how do you make sure New Zealand children see this culturally specific content? How do we put it on a safe platform when they're going to find it? And could we, on such a platform, combine long and short form video content and games? And would those two different types of content speak to each other? And would they attract the child audience? And would they stay on the platform? And the solution to those research questions The proposed solution was this new streaming service for New Zealand children called Hey Hey. And Hey Hey, in the language of New Zealand's First Nations people, the Maori people, means either chicken or commotion. So that was a kind of this exciting new sort of disrupting introduction to the media landscape in New Zealand. And it's a service that is entirely free. It's free of advertising. It's aimed showcasing local children's content aimed at 5 to 9 year olds, because the research that New Zealand On Air commissioned in 2015 pretty much established that age 10 children were gone and you really had very little control over what they were watching. But 5 to 9 year olds, there was a decent chance, because their parents still had quite a lot of input in what they watched, that was a sort of realistic age group to target. And if you could get the parents, there was a very good chance you could, parents' support, there was a very good chance you could get the children also watching the service. I mean, one of the issues was also about reducing the limits that existed, where, because to get New Zealand On Air funding, you had to have a broadcaster attached, and the broadcasters didn't really want to do kids' content anyway. Very limited opportunities for producers to actually get their stuff commissioned and to get it seen. So the idea of Hey Hey was also about not only having a place where children could discover content, but allowing producers a much broader range of possibilities in terms of what they could make, not having to have the broadcaster involved. Although all the stuff that's made for Hey Hey also airs on the partner channel TVNZ. And very much about increasing the diversity of representation of New Zealand children, of accurately reflecting their cultural context, rather than the very heavy reliance on these magazine-style programming. One of the problems the service had was, because New Zealand hasn't had public service broadcasting and hasn't had a lot of money for local content, was actually finding enough local content to put on the service. And so at launch, I think of the 50 shows that were put on the platform, only 38% were locally made. So they've really had to kind of try and build a catalogue quite quickly since launching in May 2018. And obviously, this is a much cheaper way of offering a kids service than something like a linear broaster. It costs about $750,000 New Zealand dollars each year to run the service, to run Hey Hey. And the way that that Hey Hey has been branded, it's been obviously quite carefully branded, is trying to attract parents as well as children. So it's seen as being, Hey Hey, fun, stimulating, spontaneous, hence the commotion. It's something quite disruptive. It's using technology for good. So it's using technology to help your children be more creative, to start to spark their curiosity. Its unique selling point, if you like, its distinctiveness, is that it's local content. It's very strong emphasis on local content, and the authority of the organisations that are running it. So you've got New Zealand On Air, which is quite well regarded, and TVNZ, the leading commercial broadcasters. They're trusted brands. So between them, that they're running the service themselves, but all the content that's made for Hey, as I said, plays out on TVNZ as well as on the platform. But on the platform, you have unlimited opportunities to view it on demand. So when Hey Hey was launched in May 2018, the aspirations for the service was that it would be taken up by 10% of New Zealand households with children aged 5 to 9. And the numbers look really low because of the population is low, but they're actually very good numbers, because with an estimated 250,000 households in New Zealand with children aged 5 to 9, the target was 25,000 users, i.e. 10% of those households, across using both the app downloads and using the website in the first year post-launch. But in fact, over 90,000 unique users have downloaded the app, and 120,000 unique browsers have visited the website. So, very excitingly, the service has actually had a success rate which was 600% over target. So there was definitely a demonstrated need for an accessible, on-demand platform for local content. Audiences have really embraced it. And they particularly embraced the app. If you look at the usage data here, they spend an average of 39 minutes on the app, much greater engagement. And it really is the game playing that is keeping children on the app. Whereas when they're on the website, it's a shorter session duration, about an average of about 20 minutes. And the top 20 shows to date, I mean, obviously, unless you're intimately acquainted with New Zealand preschool television or school age television, which you may not be, just to explain that it's that obviously the top show there is Peppa Pig, which is not a New Zealand show, but it's seen a kind of pragmatic decision that we'll put that on air because that'll bring audiences to the service, and then we can you know, get them watching other stuff. Those top 10 shows, almost all of them are New Zealand produced shows, the domestically produced shows, so that's you know, kind of proof that A, producers are able to make very good stuff and that it will appeal to children if they're just given somewhere where they can find it and they can find it on demand. And the games similarly reflect, the games are basically based on the same IP as the new stuff that's been commissioned by New Zealand On Air, and they're also doing very well. Fanimals is a, it's a kind of Animal Olympics, if you can imagine, and that's proven to be the kind of most popular show really on the service, and certainly the game is reflecting that as well. And so a few months after Hey Hey launched in August 2018, New Zealand On Air did a series of deep sort of surveys, research interviews with families about their reactions to Hey Hey and what they liked about it and what they didn't like about it. Again, compared with the previous presentations, the numbers are very low, but again, constrained funding and a much smaller population base. So they looked at, they went to see 18 families with 35 children in dispersed geographic locations across New Zealand in order to find out how they were enjoying or aspects of the Hey Hey that perhaps they weren't enjoying as much. And generally, the response to the platform and content offering was extremely positive. Parents liked that there was local content available, that it was free, that there was no advertising on it, and they trusted the brand. But they were confused about why it was so much better value, or should be perceived perhaps as better value than other children's apps offered or offerings from, say, Netflix or YouTube Kids. So there was a need to sort of demonstrate the value or make clearer the value of the service to local children. Games were by far the most engaging aspect of Hey Hey, but there were there were kind of issues with the technology, so they couldn't find them, or they were experiencing interruptions when they were playing them, and they were getting quite frustrated by that. And the other finding that came out of that in-home research was that children have no interest in the in audio-only offerings, which, again, may not come as a huge surprise. They didn't want to listen to music on Hey Hey, for example. They were mainly interested in playing games. And so in order to remedy that and to shape the commissioning practices for the next round of commissioning, which the fund is in September, the deadline September 2019, these are the kind of steps that New Zealand On Air is taking in terms of administering the fund and specifying what it wants from local producers. More interactive content. Parents really enjoyed anything that encouraged their children to get outside, to do stuff, or to use their creativity and brains to make things, to learn things. So they want to see, they want to begin to commission more of that kind of content. The parents were very aware of the benefits of the local, of showcasing New Zealand to local audiences, of really giving their children a sense of place, which obviously it's very hard to get with YouTube or Netflix, many of their offerings. And they really liked anything that was perceived to be educational. So, I mean, again, these are fairly universal themes, what parents like about children's television and other forms of content. So they wanted more more activities or more games that made learning fun and more interactive. So one of the strategies that New Zealand On Air is pursuing in its commissioning, and I'm not sure if this is actually feasible or not, but they're trying to get content made that teachers can integrate into their curriculum, so that the children will then encounter Hey Hey at school, that the school will be encouraging its use, and that will sort of increase its perceived value to parents and increase its uptake. And with the research they did with children, they found that children, like children all over the world, sort of engaged with content most that was funny or silly and had personality that they could engage with. And this is a child audience that's been brought up watching content on YouTube and Netflix. So there's, you know, the stakes are quite high in terms of competition. But there are four categories of content that children wanted to see more of. And these New Zealand On Air have put these into real life versus cartoon and creative versus factual. So for children who were 7 to 9 year olds, this is the kind of stuff that they like watching and that they'd like to see more of on Hey Hey. Creative stuff, creative television, things that encourage them to make and do stuff. They like seeing their people doing funny things. They like to see real life programming. They like magical characters. They like weird and funny stuff. And they like factual. And of course, like children all over the world, they really like cartoons. And one of the issues that Hey Hey has had is it's skewing very young, and they're really quite keen to age it up and to actually attract that 5 to 9 year old, the upper edge of that 5 to 9 year old audience. Similarly, the younger children love the gaming. They love anything to do with animals. They like factual content. They like seeing children love seeing their peers doing stuff. So these are the kinds of content that are going to be producers are going to be encouraged to pitch for in the latest commissioning round, which closes in September this year. And older children most engage with more sophisticated games and shows that explored complex relationships and visited exciting new places over time. And really one of the issues around this fund or the new service, wonderful as it is that there's no money there for live action drama, and it's very difficult to pull off this kind of content and engage older children without a sort of adequate live action drama budget. Games, again, they love games. 12 out of the 22 children surveyed said that it was the games that brought them to the service, and Fanimals, the Animal Olympics, is definitely a big hit all around. So the content focus of the 2019 funding round is aging up, getting content that will appeal to 7 to 9 year olds, lean in, noisy titles, scripted, edutainment, and interactive maker, YouTube-inspired tutorials. So there's sort of like public service providers all over the world desperately trying to compete with YouTube, which is an enormous challenge. So the challenges, additional challenges faced by Hey Hey and New Zealand On Air, in contestable funding regimes, incumbent providers have a considerable advantage. They're known, they're trusted, the networks know that they'll deliver on time and on budget, all that kind of stuff. So it's been quite difficult to get new producers in the game, and still quite a lot of New Zealand On Air's money is going to these same two providers who are now making the Animal Olympics Fanimals. The gaming experience is technologically demanding, needs to be improved and simplified. No point doing audio-only content. The big providers obviously being very effective at drawing children's eyeballs to their services, limited funding, and also as Kids on Screen, the lobby group, keep reminding us this is a narrow target age group. Hey Hey is not the solution, the entire solution to children's television in New Zealand, to the problems facing it. It's one part of perhaps a bigger solution, and it has to really retain its focus on educational content to appeal to parents and caregivers. So overall, the findings of this work that I've been doing and doing quite closely with Amy Mills, who's running Hey Hey, is how do you best ensure New Zealand children grow up with local content? Well, as you do all over the world, you have to put public money into it, and you have to have a dedicated platform where children can find it, that operates independently of linear broadcasters, because as long as spot advertising is your main source of revenue, children's television is not an attractive proposition. How do we put those on a safe platform? Well, we set up a publicly financed advertising-free streaming service, but you have to have a broadcasting partner in this case, because New Zealand On Air's remit is to administer contestable funding. It is not to supply platforms for that content to then be distributed upon. Could video and interactive content sit side by side? Yes, they very much can, and it works very well, but it seems to be that the gaming side of the platform is really what is most appealing to children, and that's the content with which they're engaging in most, is the games, as opposed to the long-form video content, but they're also picking up the short-form content as well. Thank you, everyone. Any questions?
Anna, do you see the service expanding as the current audience grow up with the service? It's already exceeded expectations. Could that be a valid aspiration, that this is able to expand and age up?
Yes, and I think they're certainly hoping to age it up a little bit, but they're also hoping to build really broad relationship with parents, so to keep the parents trying to steer children to it. But I mean, it's very difficult. Once children are 10, they pretty much jump the fence in terms of viewing. The other aspect that of this is it's only funded for 3 years. So it's a bit of an experiment, and it doesn't have a definite future. It doesn't have long-term funding, but I think the aspiration is to get it to a broader audience and an older audience, but there's also a pragmatic recognition that with limited funding and a very elusive audience, that maybe 5 to 9 is a safer bet, particularly given the difficulty in even getting the 8 to 9-year-olds to stick around.
Thanks, everyone.